Today marks the official start of Atlantic hurricane season. And this time around, weather researchers will try out a new tool they hope will help them forecast just a little bit better. Texas Public Radio's Paul Flav tells us how it works.
Last October, Hurricane Matthew killed more than 40 people in the U.S. and more than 500 others in the Caribbean.
This is Matthew! Pray for us!
Matthew also showed the glaring limitations in forecasting the strength of hurricanes. In 24 hours, Matthew doubled in strength, reaching Category 5 status, with winds of 166 miles per hour, catching forecasters completely off guard.
It had went through a rapid intensification phase that was completely missed by the forecasts.
University of Michigan atmospheric science professor Chris Ruff says while hurricane forecasters have gotten really good at predicting the path of storms, forecasting intensity is much more difficult.
A lot of computer simulations have shown that the lack of ability to measure the center of the storm and to measure them often enough are the primary reasons why our forecast skill is limited.
Ruff is in charge of a new system he hopes will help. It's called the Cyclone Global Navigation Satellite System, or CGNS for short.
We'll see PLT. PLT confirms go for launch.
Drop on my mark. 3, 2, 1.
Go for release.
Last December, NASA launched 8 satellites from a Pegasus rocket, which are now monitoring the Earth's tropics. Current weather satellites can't see through the heaviest rains of a tropical cyclone, but these new ones can. And because the satellites are small and inexpensive, they could put many more in the sky, increasing the frequency of passes. Under this new system, researchers hope they can get a view of a storm every 12 minutes. According to their simulations, if CGNS had been up in the sky during Matthew last year, forecasters would have seen that rapid intensification.
So that would have been an example of something that would have been caught had we had CGNS up there.
Before CGNS, the only way to pinpoint wind speed from the center of a tropical cyclone was if the storm passed directly over a weather buoy, or to fly a hurricane hunter plane inside it. Researchers say CGNS could be a game changer because of the amount of quality data it will provide. Ryan Maui is a meteorologist for WeatherBell Analytics. He says there's real excitement among meteorologists.
So now we're going to have another piece of information that's going to be available in real time, and we'll be able to provide a much better indication of that hurricane's intensity throughout its entire life cycle, wherever it is in the tropics.
If all goes well with forecasts and coming hurricane seasons, NASA hopes to launch more of these satellites to better pinpoint and predict storms. For NPR News, I'm Paul Flav in San Antonio.